With spring coming, we also have olive trees. You mentioned that sisus got really popular. There was a time olive trees were really popular, and we have no shortage of olive trees around.
That's right, and they are, if you didn't get them sprayed last year, like us, they're...
Wait. You didn't spray your own olive trees?
We never do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we never do. Right. We don't mind. We only have one big olive tree, and it dumps a bunch of olives, and so it makes a bit of a mess over our sidewalk, and we've got to be just being careful we don't track some of that black ink into the house. But yeah, they're loaded up right now. If you have an olive tree, a fruiting olive tree, this is this last month or so is when that fruit is all ripened, and they're really cool because you can. You can process your black olives, a very easy brining process. We haven't done it until this year, and we are just going to be preparing a bucket full of olives and go through the brining process. It's like every day you change out the salt water, and you kind of, after about 30 days, you can then jar them up and get them ready for consumption in about a month or two.
You'll have to bring those in to try.
Yeah, we're gonna. I will do that. I'll kind of keep you posted. But I've got a couple of big monster branches that are hanging right now. Those olives are huge, and plump, and looking beautiful. But yes, if you want to prevent your olives from producing fruit, there's a window of opportunity starting right about now, through till about March. Where you can spray your olives to prevent them from developing fruit. And now's your time to call through and get on the schedule to get that work done, because we get awfully busy. And like I said, there's a window of opportunity, and it's right now, and you want to be getting that spraying taken care of. And then this time next year, you'll have your trees will be nice and clean without any olives dropping all over the place.
Speaking of spraying, we've also have white flies. Infestation in the last couple of years that's relatively new to our ficus.
Right. The ficus trees have a white fly problem, and there's a preventative material that can be sprayed this time of year just so you can get ahead of the curve. Again, you call through to our office and make an appointment to meet with Sarah Maitland, who is our plant health care director. She's our qualified applicator and does a great job of forecasting some of these issues, like with the ficus white fly, and gets you out ahead of that insect problem. In the past couple of years, we've had a real infestation across the valley, and these white flies have literally defoliated, just devastated our ficus trees, some of our large ficus trees here in the valley. So you might want to get on our list to have those preventatively sprayed, and so you don't have to wait until you have an infestation, which is sometimes it's a little harder to get in there and knock them down once the infestation has occurred. So if you've got some big white ficus trees and would like to get those sprayed, this is a prime time for having that work done as well. Also, this is a great time to be thinking about your spring fertilization. We do a lot of fertilizing this time of year. And again, if you can get on our schedule now, call through. We'd love to get you in our rotation so we can get that regular seasonal fertilization work done in the next couple of months before the real hot weather comes in summer.
Now, if somebody didn't get on the line or is in need of a certified arborist, y'all actually have five on staff.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have certified arborists who serve our entire valley. And if you would like to get in touch for any reason, feel free to call us at 602-788-0005 or go to itreeservice.com and you'll find all the contact information for our company. That's itreeservice.com.
And if you you can hear John every second Saturday here at Rosie on the House in his Talking Trees program. If you want to learn more about trees from John, you're too late for your next class at the Desert Botanical Garden. So you've got those fill up quickly, but you could go to dbg.org, Desert Botanical Gardens, and
right.
find your classes
I
there.
I believe our January class is filled up, but we do have a March class that's offered, and it's online as well. So you can... go to dbg.org and get onto that March class. That'd be great.
What are your topics in January?
Pruning trees and shrubs.
Hands-on.
Yes. Yes. It's a fun class. We really enjoy it. 3-hour class, and you'll learn a ton.
And is that the same topic in March as well?
Yes.
So is the Desert Botanical Gardens kind of Tom Sawyer? You're like, this tree over here needs trimming. John, I think that'd be a great one for your March class.
Yeah, we actually do a little bit of trimming there on the property, and lots of fun.
Excellent. It's Rosie on the House. Stay tuned. 9 o'clock hours next. It's open line hour. If you've got questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin, get online now at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Next hour is just for you, the
Avery
listeners.
Avery Tree Service is a licensed residential and commercial tree care professional. Schedule your consultation with one of their professionals at itreeservice.com.